Okay, Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Okay, today this is our seventh session, session number seven. And we're reading from Arabic, lessons in fiqh. Level 3, Al-Mustawa Thalith, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute, and everyone, even if you're not in Level 3, you're welcome, because today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about Al-Wudu, and it's very important for everyone, at least, even if it's just a refresher for us, then hopefully we'll find some benefit. Previously we talked about tahara and najasa, and the water, different types of water and things like that. Today, inshallah, or last week, actually we looked at the beginning of this lesson, but at the end of the class, with a little bit of time remaining, we just looked at it just to get an introduction to this lesson. So today, inshallah, we want to start formally with this bab, Al-Wudu, from the Book of Tahara, on page 14, the Book of Tahara, bab, Al-Wudu.
We did that
page. We're just going to look at it again a little bit, just for those who are coming for the first time today. And because we did it at the end of the class, so in case anybody missed something, we're going to just review it. Just review, okay? So we read this page, the first page we read. Page 14. We read, so we're going to just read it, yani just as a review. Okay, so if you're on page 14, Bab Al-Wudu, yani the chapter related to ablution, yani the first point is yani the definition, Ta'rif Al-Wudu. Yani the Ta'rif of Wudu is Tahara, Taharatun, Ma'iyatun, Tata'allaku Bil-A'adai, المذكورة في قوله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. الآية السادسة من سورة المائدة. يعني the definition of wudu, it is a type of purification that is performed with water. Tahara ma'iyya, a purification of water. Tata'allaku bil'a'da' al-madhkura fi qawlihi ta'ala. And it is connected to the members, the limbs of the body that are mentioned in the saying of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاتِ. And if you stand up for prayer, the meaning of it is, إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ As-salat, if you intended to perform salat. Yeah, and if you stood up for prayer, doesn't mean when you stand up to pray, you have to make wudu while you're standing up in the line. No, it means if you intend to pray, go and make wudu before the ikamah is called. إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاتِ إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ الصَّلَاتِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Then wash your faces. وُجُوهَكُمْ with fatah, mansub, maf'ulun bi. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ also, mansub with fatah. Wash your faces and your hands. إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. Here Allah defines the hand, because hand in Arabic may mean up to the wrist, it may mean up to the elbow, it may mean up to the shoulder. But Allah defines hand here, أَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, up to and including the elbows. وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. Here Allah brings in a wiping. Wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, and wipe your heads. وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. And then وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, يعني رُؤُوسِكُمْ with كَسْرَة, أَرْجُلَكُمْ with فَتَّة, يعني showing that what? The wiping is only for the head, and the feet are included with what came before it, the washing of the faces and the hands.
So this is incorrect if somebody does this?
Huh?
Is this incorrect if somebody does take the water and just like this?
We'll come to it. I don't know what you mean by that.
Wiping the head.
Wiping the head is correct, but how you wipe the head though?
Okay.
There's a manner in which it should be done.
Okay,
it should be, both hands should be used, starting from the hairline at the top of the forehead to the back where it meets the neck, and then back again to the front where you started from. That's how it should be wiped. In any case here, it's general, وَمْسَحُ بِرُؤُسِكُمْ, and the Prophet ﷺ explained the details of it. Wipe your heads and your feet, meaning, and wash your feet. Because feet, أَرْجُلُكُمْ, is mansub, yani from the verb, يعني غسلة يعني فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم is washing إلى الكعبين up to and including the ankles. 6th ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th surah. حكمه, the ruling concerning this ablution, يعني is it obligatory, is it يعني just recommended. He said it is wajib على من أراد الصلاة أو الطواف, it's obligatory on whoever intended to perform prayer or circumambulation of the Kaaba or any other act of worship that requires ablution. The dalil of its obligation, dalil al-wujub, al-ayat al-sabiqa, yani the previous ayat, yani from Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat 6. And another dalil that is obligatory is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tuqbalu salatu man ahtatha hatta yatawadda'. يعني لا تقبل صلاة من أحدث, the prayer of the one who invalidated his state of purification is not accepted. لا تقبل, his salat is not accepted. حتى يتوضع, حتى, until he performs ablution, and the prayer is not accepted of the person who أحدث, who invalidated their state of purification. The prayer will not be accepted until they perform ablution. رواه الشيخان, reported by the two sheikhs, that is Al-Bukhari and Muslim, وأبو داود والترمذي وأحمد, يعني واللفظ للبخاري, and this exact wording, specific wording, is from Al-Bukhari, and the expression واللفظ أبي داود, the expression in Abu Dawood, which is also a sahih narration, يعني لا تتمو Salatun, لا تتمو صلاةٌ, the salat is not complete and perfected for anyone, لأحد من الناس حتى يتوضع, for any of the people, until he performs ablution. And the wording in Muslim is لا تقبل صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث, يعني the prayer of any one of you who invalidates his state of purification is not accepted حتى يتوضع. And then we also read, and at the end of this page, that's what we stopped at last week, وَقَدْ إِنْعَقَدَ إِجْمَاعُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى مَشْرُوَةِ الْوُضُوءِ, يعني قَدْ إِنْعَقَدَ, يعني meaning it has been concluded, يعني the ijma of the Muslims have been established, agreed upon, يعني that by ijma that it is legislated to perform ablution, مَشْرُوعِيَّةِ الْوُضُوءِ. This is something the ijma of which has been concluded, affected, يعني established. فصار معلوما من الدين بالضرورة, so therefore performing ablution became something that is well known from the deen, as a part of a deen, of the deen, by necessity, meaning that all of the people, the common masses of the people, they know that this is a fundamental matter of the deen, performing ablution, يعني without any examination or yani study and research, this is something that's known to all of the people. بالضرورة, يعني of necessity, everybody has to know this. It's a fundamental of the Islam that everybody has to know. It's like everybody has to know that Muslims pray 5 times a day, that Muslims fast the month of Ramadan, that Muslims do not engage in riba, that Muslims do not use intoxicants or commit zina. These are things that are ma'alum min ad-deen bid-durura. They are known to be a part of the deen of necessity, that everybody knows. Not only the scholar and the student of knowledge, every Muslim knows this. Even if he's literate or illiterate, learned or unlearned, student of knowledge, or just from the common masses. Okay, we turn to the second page, 15, second page of this particular lesson. And it's the where we left off last week. Furud al-wudu. Furud al-wudu. Furud is the plural of? Fard means that which is obligatory. Another word for fard is wajib, and there are other words too. Furud al-wudu, the obligatory acts of wudu. What we understand from this title, that there are some aspects of wudu that are not obligatory, and there are some that are obligatory. There are some aspects that are obligatory and there are some that are not. So, from those things that are obligatory, without reading from the book, just from your memory, one of them is saying Bismillah. We're going to talk about this in detail. The majority of the scholars say that the tasmiyah, saying Bismillah, is not obligatory, but a minority of scholars say it is obligatory, and the hadith is sahih, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, there's no wudu without mentioning the name of Allah. In any case, we'll come back to this topic. Yani, in terms of what is mentioned in the Quran, the first thing that's mentioned from the obligatory acts of wudu is the face, washing the face. And the second matter that's mentioned in the ayat is the hands to the elbows. And the third thing that's mentioned is the head. And the fourth thing that's mentioned is the feet. But what we must understand is that the mention of the face should not be yani understood that you just wipe water over your face, because the mouth and nose are part of the face. The mouth and nose have to be clean with water inside the mouth and inside the nose. What must be understood is that the head is not just wiping over the head and forgetting about the ears, because ears are part of the head, as the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Udhunan min al-Ra's. The two ears are part of the head. What must be understood is that when we wash our hands, that Allah specified clearly إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, up to the elbows. The scholars of Sunnah say that here the meaning of up to the elbows means including the elbows. Not stopping when you reach the elbow, but actually you have to wash the elbow as a part of the hands. And also when we wash the feet, yani, we have to remember that the Ka'bain, yani the heels also have to be washed completely along with the feet. Okay, so these are some of the things that we have to keep in mind as we look at the furud. And as somebody mentioned earlier when we were just having an informal discussion concerning this, it's also obligatory that you have to have intention. But that intention is from the preconditions for the validity of something is niyyah. And every act of worship has to have niyyah. But that's from the shurut, preconditions. It's not actually a part of the ablution, but certainly it's critical. It's a shart. Yani without it, without intention, you have no wudu. So you have to include intention. And then we'll talk about the basmalah, yani saying bismillah, mention the name of Allah, yani according to the minority and strong evidence, yani if a person remembered, they must say bismillah. If they forgot or they didn't know, then they excuse. Wallahu a'lam. And we'll come to this discussion also. Now, if a person is in a place where they can't mention the name of Allah, then yani there may be difference of opinion about this, but yani you can mention the name of Allah out of necessity, yani, or you may be excused. There's a fatwa concerning this that we may come to, but yani for now, we say that mentioning the name of Allah, if a person knows and they remember, it has to be mentioned. You have to say Bismillah. Okay, from the furud of wudu here, they mention six matters. Okay, this is our topic for today. Furud al-wudu. Lil-wudu'i furudun. Iza naqasa minha fardun, fa'inna al-wudu'a yakunu naqisan, wala yu'taddu bihi shara'an. وَلَا يُعْتَدُّ بِهِ شَرْعًا. Yani, the wudu has obligatory acts, furud. إِذَا نَقَصَ مِنْهَا فَرْضٌ. If one of those obligatory acts is missing, فَإِنَّ الْوُضُوَ يَكُونُ نَاقِسًا. Then that wudu will be incomplete, imperfect, defective, naqis. وَلَا يُعْتَدُّ بِهِ شَرْعًا. And it is, according to the Sharia, it is not given yani credit. La yu'tad bihi, it is not counted. It doesn't count as wudu. Yani you miss one of the furud, you don't have wudu. It doesn't count. يعني it's as though you haven't performed wudu, you just يعني poured some water over parts of your body. الفروض هي the obligatory acts of wudu, they are number one غسل الوجه, washing the face. ومن الوجه الفم والأنف, and from the face, a part of the face is the mouth and the nose. فالمضمضة والاستنشاق والاستنثار, I'm sorry, يعني فالمضمضة والاستنشاق والاستنشار واجبة على الراجح, يعني washing the face is the first fard, يعني obligatory duty that's mentioned in the Quran, and part of the face is the mouth and the nose. فالمضمضة, so washing out the mouth with water, والاستنشاق, and putting water into the mouth to wash the mouth, I'm saying into instanshak, into the nose, to wash the nose, والاستنثار, and that means blowing the water out of the nose. Taking water into the nose, istinshaq, and istinthar is forcing the water out of the nose. All of these are wajibatun. Wajibatun. Since the mouth and nose are part of the face, then putting water into the mouth and cleaning the mouth and sniffing water into the nose, istinshaq, and forcing it out, blowing it out, istinthar, all of this is wajibatun ala raji. Meaning, ala raji means what? The most correct opinion, the predominant, preponderant view is that it's wajib. And this also indicates to us, whenever the scholars say something like this, wajibatun ala raji, that means that there's difference of opinion. But the predominant, preponderant, stronger view is this, that it is wajib. وحد الوجه, يعني the limits, the boundaries of the face are from من منات, من منابت الشعر. منابت الشعر means the root where the hair starts, the hairline. منابت الشعر إلى أسفل اللحيين, until down to the below the لحيين. The لحيين means here had a jawbone. نعم, يعني لحيين, the two jawbones, the bottom, the lower part of the two jawbones, from the top of the forehead, where the hairline where it begins, to the bottom of the two jawbones. طولاً وعن ال, يعني that's from top to bottom lengthwise. وعن الأذن إلى الأذن أرضاً, and from one ear to the other with what, يعني from side to side, the width of it, the length of it is from the hairline, the root of the hair, to the bottom of the two jawbones, and the width of it is from one ear to the other. This is the had, the boundary of the face. Now, anyway, where it should start from? If somebody's bald headed, then wherever the hair is supposed to start from, then it's from there. Huh? No, no, it's from where the normal hairline is. From where the normal hairline is. Otherwise, if a person is bald-headed, then they can't, yani they don't have a face, right? Their face is their whole, everything on top of their neck. No, yani from where the normal hairline is. From the where the normal hairline is to the bottom of the cheekbone. Okay, this is number one. The face, along with the mouth and the nose. Taking water into the mouth, sniffing water into the nose, blowing it out of the nose. And by the way, we're going to talk about this later, maybe in another class, but the strongest view is that the sunnah and the final act of the Prophet ﷺ was that he used to take water in one hand for both the mouth and nose at one time. And he would do it three times. Yani, taking water into the mouth and then taking water into the nose? No. He was taking the water, yani for both the mouth and the nose, some of it into the mouth and the rest of it into the nose. This is confirmed in the Sunnah in Bukhari and Muslim as the last act of the Prophet. Although there's a narration from Ali radiallahu anhu that the Prophet ﷺ took water in one hand into his mouth three times and then took water again into his, took water in the nose three times. And Sheikh al-Bani said that it's sahih. Some of the scholars have some difference about the hadith. But in any case, if it is sahih, then yani the last practice of the Prophet is that he used water in one palm, yani for both mouth and nose together. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah, we'll come back to this in some discussion. Maybe we'll look at the hadith concerning it as we go along. But for now, we want to say what? that the mouth and the nose are part of the face. Second point, غَسْلُ الْيَدَيْنِ إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ. غَسْلُ الْيَدَيْنِ إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ. Washing the two hands up to the elbows. And I say up to and including the elbows, and we'll talk about that also as we go along. يعني وَيَدْخُلُ الْمِرْفَقَانِ. يعني the two elbows are a part of, يعني they are admitted into or considered part of the مغسول. The مغسول means the hand, the thing that is washed. In this case, it's the hand, and they're saying يدخل المرفقان, the two elbows are included as part of that member that's being washed here. We're talking about the hands. The مغسول, the thing that's washed, in this point here is the hands, and the elbows are included as part of the hands. And washing the hands up to the elbows means including the elbows. Number three, مسح الرأس ومنه الأذنان. Wiping the head, and from it, from the head, are the two ears. From the head, part of the head are the two ears. فمسحهما واجب على الراجح لحديث الأذنان من الرأس رواه أحمد وأبو داود وحسنه الألباني. Okay, so the third thing is that Allah mentions in the Quran, wiping the head. And that part of the head are the two ears. So the washing of the two ears are wajib. Washing the two ears are wajib. Inside and outside of them, as we'll see, some hadith maybe not here, but we'll look at some of the details that we don't find here, wherever we can find them. Rather, a good source for this topic is the book that we have sent to this class, the PDF file for the explanation of Bulugh Maram by Sheikh Safir Rahman Mubarak Fouri, rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya. He gave a good explanation of some of the hadith related to wudu, and that book is a good reference for us to go back for the details of this particular topic. Okay, so again, wiping the head, and from the head are the two ears. So wiping the two ears are wajib ala rajih, meaning what? The preponderant, stronger, heavier, weightier view. There's difference of opinion, but the weightier view is that yani wiping the two ears along with the head are part, yani are also wajib. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Maybe wipe the ears, the inside first or the outside?
Yani the index finger in and the thumb finger out at the same time.
At the same time.
At the same time. Yani put this finger in, this side out, and wipe them at the same time. Naam. So wiping them is yani the ears also is wajib ala rajih based upon the hadith al-udhunanu min al-ra'si. Al-udhunan, the two ears, udhun is an ear, udhunan is muthanna, dual, the two ears are a part of the ra's, the head. Rawahu Ahmed wa Abu Dawood, yani Ahmed in the Musnad, and Abu Dawood in his book, the Sunan of Abu Dawood al-Sijistani. وحسنه الألباني رحمه الله said that it is حسن. The fourth matter mentioned in the ayat, غسل الرجلين. غسل الرجلين. I'm so happy that Abdul Karim is back. غسل الرجلين إلى الكعبين. رجل يعني means the foot. غَسْلُ الرِّجْلَيْنِ, washing the two feet, إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, up to and including the ankles, yani the bones that are connecting the foot to the leg. Those two bones yani also have to be washed. Now, Musa. Okay, we'll come to the details of it, but just for clarification, yani brief clarification, he said, is it better to get more water for the ears? The sunnah, what is correct, is that the water that's taken freshly to wipe the head is used for the ears. There's no water taken, separate water. That's what's correct, and according to authentic hadith. And there's another hadith concerning this matter that's not authentic, the Shadh, and inshallah, hopefully we'll read both of them so that we'll clarify the issue. But in any case, what is more correct is that the water that's used, fresh water should be taken to wipe the head. Fresh water should be taken to wipe the head. Yani after you wash your arms, you shouldn't use the water that's left. Rather, you should take water again and wipe the head and wipe the ears with that same water. غسل الرجلين الكعبين ويدخل الكعبان في المغسول. المغسول, here we're talking about what? The feet that are being washed. We're talking about the feet now. The مغسول means the thing that is being washed. يعني it's على وزن اسم مفعول, the thing that the action is happening to. That means we're talking about the مغسول is the feet. ويدخل في المغسول, and entered a part of them, of the مغسول, the feet, is the كعبان. The two ankles are part of the washing of the feet. Okay, these are the four things that are mentioned in the ayah. The fifth point of the furud of wudu is a tartib. Yani the order, the arrangement of doing these things. Meaning the face, and then the hands, and then the head, and then the feet should be done in that order. A tartib. وَهُوَ أَنْ يَغْسِلَ الْوَجْهَ ثُمَّ الْيَدَيْنِ ثُمَّ يَمْسَحُ بِالرَّأْسِ ثُمَّ يَغْسِلُ الرِّجْلَيْنِ كَمَ جَاءَ فِي الْآيَةِ. And the tartib means the order. That is that you should wash the face, and then the hands, and then wipe the head, and then wash the two feet as it came in the ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah. The sixth point is al-muwalat. Who knows what is muwalat? Naam? That they should be done in succession, one behind another, without a long pause or space between them. Al-Muwalat. وَهِيَ أَلَّا يُؤَخِّرَ غَسْلَ عُضْوٍ حَتَّى يَجِفَّ الَّذِي قَبْلَهُ. Yani Muwalat means that you do not delay the washing of one limb until it dries. Until it dries. حَتَّى يَجِفُّ الَّذِي قَبْلَهُ. Yani you shouldn't delay washing one limb until the one before it dried up. Yani by the time you get ready to wash the next one, the one that you washed before already dried up. You shouldn't make that kind of delay. But they should be done successively, without delay in between them. Now, you start the performing ablution and then you go someplace else to finish it, and meanwhile, by the time you get there, whatever you washed before that dried up, that's not permissible. فَأَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ الْفُرُودُ الْأَرْبَعُ. Huh? Those are six things that are mentioned, the four members of the body that are mentioned in the ayah, and then the tartib and the muwalat.
Yeah, in reference to the hand and the arm, right?
The hand and the arm.
Right. Okay, the face, the arm, I mean the hand and the arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that in sessions, is that one, three times, one hand and arm, you said?
Yeah, each one, one should be washed at a time. The right should be done first and then the left hand, yani the right foot should be done first and then the left. Right. And if you're going to do it three times, which is sunnah, right, then you should wash the right hand, yani three times first, and then go to the left and do it three times, or the right foot and then the left, like that.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to come to these details as we go along, but yani, go ahead. No.
Other words, the hand to the wrist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, other words, it's not done. Let's just see what the hand.
He wants you to look.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
So I'm saying it's not done like the hand three times here, and then three times here, and then the wrist three times.
No.
It's
no, we're going to do it in yeah, we're going to talk about in detail, right, clarify. Yani, when the hand, yeah, the right hand is washed first, means the whole hand.
Right.
Hand means from the fingertips.
Right.
From the fingertips.
Right.
Until the elbow, up to and include the elbow, from the fingertips. Okay, don't imagine that since it's sunnah to wash your hands three times before you put it into the container,
right,
I already washed my hand, now I'm going to wash my wrist to my elbows. No.
Right.
Anyway, we'll talk about it in detail.
Okay.
The hand means from the fingertips to the elbow.
Right.
Okay, that's the meaning of hand. And anyway, we're going to talk about it in detail. Okay?
So I have a question regarding the succession without delay.
Secession, now, without delay.
Okay.
I have an example. Last Saturday, I think, I was in Bryant Park. And they have a beautiful kind of, how you call it, sink. The guy was Muslim. He said, ah, Sam, you can go up in Udu. But when it comes to wash my feet, he was behind me. He would allow me, but it's not appropriate for me to. And people were there. I put water in the bottom and went out and.
Well, if the members, if the part of the body that you washed before your feet dried up,
no,
it's not okay.
In any case,
the point is, we shouldn't have a long delay between washing one member of the body and the next one. We should not have a long delay. If a person delayed for a few seconds or whatever, as long as the previous body is still wet, it didn't dry up. And we're going to look at the evidences for this. We're going to look at the evidence. We'll just talk about it in more detail. But the bottom line is, yani, as long as quickly you hurried to get to the place where there's more water or some place or where you can finish or whatever, no problem, inshallah. No problem. Mawala means should be done one after another without a long delay between them. Okay? So, yani, the mawalat here, we said, we mentioned that, okay, so, amma dalil al-furud. Yani, as far as the evidence of these obligatory duties, yani, the four of them that are mentioned in the ayat, al-furud, al-arba'ati, al-ula. The first four things that are mentioned, yani, of the obligatory duties is the face, the hands, the head, and the feet. As far as the evidence for those first four, fal-ayat al-mutaqaddimatu, hiya ayat al-ma'ida. Then the evidence for it is the ayat that has preceded. الآيات المتقدمة وهي آية المائدة. That is the ayat from سورة المائدة, fifth surah, the saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم. يعني oh you who believe, when you intend to stand up for prayer, you intend to perform prayer, then wash your faces, وأيديكم, and your hands, إلى المرافق, up to the elbows, وامسحوا برؤوسكم, and wipe over your heads, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, and wash your feet, إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. This is the evidence for the first four obligatory duties of wudu. وَأَمَّا دَلِيلَ التَّرْتِيبِ, as far as the evidence for the tartib, that they have to be done in order, فَلِأَنَّ الْآيَةَ ذَكَرَتْ الْأَعْضَاءَ مُرَتَّبَةً. The evidence is that the ayat has mentioned these limbs or parts of the body, مُرَتَّبَةً, يعني in order. The ayah mentions these limbs in order. And then there's a footnote. Footnote number 10. It says, wa in kana. This is a very important explanation of this evidence. The ayah mentions these parts in their order. And the proof of that is this explanation. Wa in kana tal ayat, warada fiha afth al-a'adha bil waw wal ma'aloom should be wal ma'aloom wa ma'aloom أن الواو لمجرد العطف لا تفيد ترتيبا إلا أن في الآية قرينة تدل على الترتيب. Okay, even though in this ayat the parts of the body are mentioned connected by a conjunction, يعني each of the members of the body are connected by the conjunction واو, and it is known معلوم that واو is simply indicating joining things together. Al-Atf. They don't, wow doesn't indicate order or arrangement. If you say this and that and the other, it doesn't mean that it came in that order. It just means that this and that and the other. But if you want to indicate order, you have to say thumma or fa or something that indicates tartib. So even though in this ayat the parts of the body that are mentioned with the conjunction wow, which doesn't indicate order, except that illa anna fil ayat qarina, but there is something else in the ayat. Turn him a little bit to the corner of the building. Now, except that illa anna fil ayat qarina tadullu ala tartib, there is something else in this ayat that points to the order. Wa hiya idkhal al majrur bayn al mansubat, and that is that Allah has entered that which is majrur bi ru'usikum, a part of the body that's majrur, in between the parts of the body that are mansub. Yani? Huh? The parts of the body that are mansub, normally in Arabic, if all of them are mansub, you mention them together. And then you mention something that's majrur. But why he put the majrur in between the mansub? Yani, in other words, the meaning here is what? that in this ayat Allah said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha kumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum." He can say wujuhakum wa aydiyakum wa arjulakum. All of them are mansub. And then say wamsahu bi ru'usikum majrur. But why he puts the majrur word in between the mansub words? Aydiyakum is mansub. Huh? Wujuhakum is mansub. Arjulakum is mansub. Why he just put them all together under the verb faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum wa arjulakum? Because all of them are coming under the verb faghsilu. But why he put in between them wamsahu bi ru'usikum? Because of the order. Because of the order. To show that the head came in order. It came before arjulakum. Otherwise, the more logical thing to do, if there's no order, is just say, wash your faces and your hands and your feet. All of those are washed. And wipe, that's something separate. Wipe your head. But he said, wash your hands and your feet, wipe your head, then he went back to washing again. Why? To preserve the order. Okay, so he says, so this is a qarina, yani this is a hint, yani that there's an indication that there's a need for these things to be mentioned in the order that they should be done in. Yani al-mamsuh huwa ar-ras. The thing that is going to be wiped is the head, bain al-maghsulat, and it is mentioned in between the maghsulat, the things that are washed, wa hiya baqiyat al-a'dha, yani the other parts of the body are washed. But the one that's wiped is mentioned in between them. وَفِي اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ لَا يُفْسَلُ النَّذِيرُ عَنْ نَذِيرِهِ إِلَّا لِعِلَّةٍ. And in Arabic language, the things that are similar, in this case all of them are mansub, being washed, they are not separated from one another. The things that are similar. In Arabic language, things that are similar, they have the same ruling, same situation, same cause, they are not separated from one another. إِلَّا لِعِلَّةٍ, except for a reason. And the reason is because yani there's an order that has to be preserved here. The only reason why the things which are washed are divided up and separated by something that's wiped is to preserve the order. I hope it's clear. Yani think about it, reflect upon it, inshallah it makes yani a lot of sense. There's no doubt about it. Now, somebody has a question about the Arabic or what? I was reading from the footnote. Okay, the summary of this matter is that these things are mentioned in this ayat. In Arabic language, normally, if you wanted to say, wash the face and the hands and the feet, you'll mention them all together. You won't say, wash the hands and the face, wipe the head, and then go back to washing the feet. That's not normal in Arabic. But why am I saying wipe the head in between? Because it has to be in order. Because the last thing that's washed is coming after the head. So I'm not going to mention it with the face and hands. I'm going to save it for last because it's the last thing.
Right.
That makes sense. If there's a reason for separating them. Otherwise, if there's no reason to separate them, in Arabic language, everything that's going to be washed, that's the object of the verb washing, should have been mentioned with the verb itself. Why are we separated from its verb? Because the order has to be preserved. So that means that this is a qareena. Yani it's something extra there that is within this ayat that's indicating the need or the necessity of yani this particular order in the performance of ablution. Yani something that is accompanied, something else, yani that helps it or supports it. And that's along with it, supporting it. Okay. Thumma, not only that, more evidence for the tartib. Thumma, inna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lam, huh? Tayyib. طيب, perhaps ثم أن, it has حمزة on the top, but نعم ثم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يثبت عنه ولا مرة واحدة أنه خالف هذا الترتيب. After that, indeed, the Prophet ﷺ, لم يثبت عنه. It has not been confirmed from him or about him, not even one time, that he opposed or contradicted this order of face and then hands and then head and then feet. It has not been confirmed even one time that he did it in a different order. And we know that there are lots of hadith about the Prophet ﷺ doing things such as ablution or salat or anything other than that, that sometimes he did things a little bit differently. But there's no narration confirmed that he did this, the washing of the parts of the body of ablution, in any different order, that he ever opposed or contradicted this order. وَفِعْلُهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم بَيَانٌ لِلْوَاجِبِ الْوَارِدِ فِي الْآيَةِ إِذْ لَمْ يَرِدْ فِيهَا إِلَّا الْوَاجِبُ. Yani, and his action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is bayan, clarification of the obligation that has been mentioned in this ayat. The obligations that are mentioned in this ayat, the action of the Prophet, his practice, his sunnah, is a clarification of the obligatory things that are mentioned in this ayat. إِذْ لَمْ يَرِدْ فِيهَا إِلَّا الْوَاجِبِ. Yani, since nothing has been mentioned in this ayat except that which is obligatory. Nothing has been mentioned in this ayat except that which is obligatory. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ's action is a clarification of what is wajib. Only things that have been that are wajib are mentioned in this ayat. وَلِأُمُومِ قَوْلِهِ. And also another proof, not only his practice, but a third proof of tartib is the umum. لِأُمُومِ قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Even though this hadith is narrated in reference to Hajj, yani the Safar and Marwa, but in any case, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. I begin with what Allah began with, that is, as-Safar. إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ. Allah began by mentioning Safar, and the Prophet ﷺ said, so I begin with Allah began with, I begin with Safar, and then Marwa. They said here, لِأُمُوم قَوْلِهِ. Yani, the general meaning of this, even though it's specifically revealed, yani it was related to the sa'i between Safar and Marwa, but the general meaning of it is applicable, that the Prophet ﷺ follows, yani, what Allah began with. Allah mentioned something first, then, yani, in this ayat in the Quran, what did Allah mention first? The face. So the general meaning here is that the Prophet ﷺ is going to do the face first, in terms of obligatory duties. In this hadith, أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ رواه مسلم من حديث جابر. Yani, the famous hadith of Jabir, which is the greatest, most comprehensive hadith concerning the detailed explanation and description of the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. رضي الله, we should say, رضي الله عنهما. Why? Because his father's companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah. Jabir ibn Abdullah. So we should say, من حديث جابر رضي الله عنهما. Let me just write this in my book, because I didn't pay attention to this before. عنهما. May Allah be pleased with him and his father, Abdullah. Both of them. Naam, dual. Okay, just one more point here. That is, أما الدليل الموالات. That's the دليل for the ترتيب. What is the دليل? يعني, there are six things mentioned, right? Four of them are mentioned in the ayah. The ayah is the proof of them. The fifth of them is the ترتيب. We just discussed that. يعني, the ayah actually mentions them مرتب. The Prophet ﷺ always did it in that order. And likewise, the general meaning of the hadith, I begin with that which Allah began with. All of these are proofs of the ترتيب. Now we're going to look at the succession, يعني, doing them one after another without any, يعني, interval between them. أما الدليل الموالات فما روى عمر رضي الله عنه أن رجلا توضأ فترك موضع ظفر من قدمه فأبصره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ارجي فأحسن وضوءك فرجع فتوضأ ثم صلى رواه مسلم. يعني, the proof of موالات, that things have to be done in succession, يعني, such that you don't delay washing a part until the part before it dries up. is that which has been narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, that a man performed ablution and he left mawdi'a dhufrin. Yani he left a part, a space, a place, a mawdi'a, a place, yani mawdi'a dhufrin, that was the size of the fingernail or toenail. Yani the size of your fingernail or your toenail. Small space he left, min qadamihi, from his foot. Little small face, space like not a finger, a fingernail. That space he left dry. فَأَبْصَرَهُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet saw him and he said to him, إِرْجِي, go back. فَأَحْسِنْ وُضُوعَكَ, and perform your ablution well. Yani you missed the spot. What's the point here? He didn't tell him, get that spot. He said, go back and do the whole wudu all over, because it dried. It dried. That spot was left, he said. Yani the Prophet saw him that he didn't get that spot. He told him, go back and make the wudu all over again. It was too late just to get that spot. The rest of the foot had already dried. He told him, go back and do it over again. And ahsin wudu'ak, yani do it well this time. Make sure you don't miss anything. فَرَجَعَ فَتَوَضَّعَ, so he returned and he performed ablution and then he prayed. This hadith reported by Imam Muslim, وَفِي لَفْذٍ, and in one of the narrations it has, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَأَى رَجُلًا يُصَلِّي وَفِي رِجْلِهِ لُمْعَةٌ قَدَرَ دِرْحَمٍ لَمْ يُسِبْهَا الْمَاءُ فَأَمَرَهُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ رواه أبو داود. Yani in another narration that's reported by Abu Dawood, the Prophet ﷺ saw a man praying. He had already started praying. وَفِي رِجْلِهِ, and in his foot, there was لُمَعَةٌ, yani meaning a small little place. The amount, قَدْرَ الدِّرْهَم, the amount of the size of a dirham, a small coin. لَمْ يُسِبْحَ الْمَا, the water had not touched that spot. So the Prophet ﷺ commanded him, and يُعِيدَ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ, that he go back and repeat the wudu, the ablution, and the prayer, both of them. Okay, today we covered the furud of wudu, and we discussed yani, a little bit about the evidences concerning each of these matters, six matters, and including the four members of the body, and what is to be yani, washed along with them, and yani the tartib and muwalat. Before we close, we still have a few minutes. You didn't get? Everybody else got except you? Hey. Before we close, we want to just take a few minutes. We want to take a few minutes and look at this discussion that we had today from another source. And perhaps, yani, there's some benefit in it. If it's no more than the confirmation of the validity of what we have read today.
I have a question from the previous studies. So the explanation for the muwalat here,
no,
is that if there were no muwalat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would just tell him, would just told him to go wash his feet.
Yeah, if there wasn't muwalat, meaning that if it wasn't required that every member of the body has to be washed before the one before it dries, then it wouldn't be necessary to make the whole wudu all over. But because of him not completing this obligatory act, the muwalat, doing each member in succession before the one before it dries up, then the whole wudu became invalid. And likewise, if the wudu is not correct, then the salat became invalid. In the hadith of Abu Dawud, he said, go back. He ordered him to make wudu and to make salat. Yani, he saw him praying. He told him, go back and make wudu and make salat. Now,
actually, what I understand from the hadith is that the man, he washed his feet, but he left his spot, he didn't wash it.
He left
the
spot.
That means he should have washed this spot. And because he didn't wash this spot, he has to go wash it again. But the member has already dried, so he has to do everything again. That's what.
No. No. Yani if the member is dried, then you can't have muwalat. You can't wash what's left to be washed that he missed, because what's before it already dried up. Okay, so wa yakum. I just want to read to you yani, just yani, as a benefit. A fatwa that came يعني from Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, in which the questioner asks to identify, to specify the wudu, what is obligatory in it and what is sunnah. And in the answer, the shaykh, he began by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man ihtada bihudahu. Yani, I did send this PDF file out to the class this morning, but in any case, yani, in case somebody didn't see it, so you should have it on file. And those of you who are here, then you can take a copy of it here and follow us with it. Yani, he began by mentioning the name of Allah and praising Allah and asking for salat and salam on the Messenger of Allah and upon his family and his companions and whoever follows his guidance. After that he said, indeed Allah Jalla wa Ala, he has legislated for his worshippers al-wudu inda iradati salat. He has legislated for his worshippers wudu at the time when a person desires, intends to perform salat. قال سبحانه وتعالى يا الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. The ayah that we mentioned from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 6th ayah. The Shaykh mentions this ayah. O you who believe, for the believers, right? If you stand up or intend to perform salat, wash your face and your hands to the elbows and wipe your heads and wash your feet, يعني up to and including the ankles. فهذا يدل على وجوب استعمال الوضوء الشرعي. الوضوء الشرعي. يعني this ayat indicates that يعني it is obligatory to use the legislated wudu. يعني not just washing, but washing in the way it has been legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala على دوع ما ذكرته الآية الكريمة. Based upon يعني in light of what the noble ayat has mentioned. Ala dawi, yani in light of ma ذكرته al-ayatul kareema. وقد فسر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك بفعله عليه الصلاة والسلام فدل ذلك على أنه لا بد لمن قام إلى الصلاة من الوضوء الشرعي. الوضوء الشرعي إذا كان على غير طهارة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has فسر, has made clear, he has explained, defined this, yani this wudu al-shar'i. He has defined it by his actions, alayhi salatu wasalam. Fadalla dhalik, so that his explanation, his actions, have pointed to the fact that it is necessity, la buddha, for whoever stands to prayer, intends to pray, la buddha min al-wudu al-shar'i, that he has to have the ablution that has been legislated in the sharia. إذا كان على غير طهارة, if he doesn't already have a state of purification. And this وضوء الشرعي هو كما بينه الله, it is as Allah has made clear, يعني in the ayat, غسل الوجه ثم غسل اليدين مع المرفقين ثم مسح الرأس ثم غسل الرجلين. It is washing the face, then washing the two hands along with, including up to and including the elbows, then wiping the head, then wiping the two feet. وَهَذَا فَرْضٌ, yani this is obligatory. وَالْمُفْتَرِدْ مَرَّةً وَاحِدًا. What is obligatory is that it's done one time. That each one of these things that are mentioned here are washed one time. That's obligatory. وَالسُنَّةِ, but as far as the sunnah, أَنْ يَغْسِلَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّةٍ قَبْلَ إِدْخَالِهِمَا فِي الْإِنَاءِ. Yani the sunnah is to wash the two hands, and here he means the palms of the hands that he will make clear later. Wash the palms of the two hands three times before putting the hands in the container that you have your water in, if you making wudu from a water container as they used to do in that time. كَمَا بَيَّنَهُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This as it is as the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ made clear. فَيَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. So, yani before washing the face from the sunnah, it became clear to us that from the sunnah, it is that a person, يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, that he washes hands three times, يَعْنِي كَفَيْهِ. Hands here, he said, he's making clear, right? Because we said hands have different meanings. He means washing the palms of the hands, the kaf, yani up to the wrist. ثُمَّ يَشْرَعْ فِي الْوُضُوء. Then he goes into that which remains of the wudu, yani the obligatory duties. وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُقَدِّمَ التَّسْمِيَةَ عَلَى غَسْلِ الْيَدَيْنِ. And it is incumbent that you begin, يقدم, يعني start with the tasmiyah. Tasmiyah means to say Bismillah. It doesn't mean say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It means say Bismillah. Yani that you precede, you begin with the saying Bismillah before the ghusl yadain. يقدم, yani the Bismillah, before you even wash the hands to the wrists. فيقول Bismillah. He says, in the name of Allah. قبل أن يغسل يديه, before he washes his hands. والجمهور على أنها سنة. And the majority of scholars hold the view that this saying Bismillah is sunnah. وذهب بعض أهل العلم إلى وجوب التسمية مع الذكر وسقوطها مع الجهل والنسيان. And some of the scholars, the أهل العلم, hold the opinion that the تسمية is obligatory مع الذكر if the person remembers. وسقوطها, and it is يعني dropped. It's not obligatory مع الجهل if the person is ignorant, doesn't know, or نسيان, or he forgot. Yani some of the scholars hold that the tasmiyah is obligatory if a person remembers, but they are relieved of it, yani of the obligation is dropped, if they are ignorant, they don't know it, or they forgot. And this is based upon لما جاء عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال لا وضوء لا نافي للجنس لا وضوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله عليه. There is absolutely no wudu, no ablution, for the one who did not mention the name of Allah upon that wudu, yani in the beginning of it. This is yani the second opinion of some of the scholars, that it's obligatory, is based upon this saying of the Prophet. There's no ablution for one who didn't mention the name of Allah upon at the start of that ablution. وهو حديث له طرق, and it is a hadith that has turuq, meaning it has asanid, more than one isnad. وفيها ضعف, and in those chains there's some weakness. لكن مجموعها يدل على أن له عصر. However, together those different chains, those turuq, point to the fact that it has an origin, yani that this is, it has a basis. It's not something just made up. وأنه حسن, yani the مجموع turuq indicate that this hadith is حسن, yani acceptable hadith. وينبغي لمن أراد الوضوء أن يسمي الله عند بدعه بِغَسْلِ الْيَدَيْنِ. And it is incumbent upon the one who intends to perform ablution that he mention the name of Allah at the time of عند بدعه, at the time of his beginning to wash the two hands, the palms. ثُمَّ يَتَمَضْمَضُ وَيَسْتَنْشِقُ. Then that person should wash the mouth and the nose, يعني المضمضة والاستنشاق. Then that person should wash the mouth and nose after washing the hands. And preceding that with Bismillah, then the person washes the mouth and nose. ثم يغسل وجهه. Then he washes his face. من منابت الشعر. يعني from the root, start of the hairline. من الأعلى إلى ذكني من الأسفل. يعني from the root of the hair, at the top of the forehead, to the bottom, going down to the bottom of the chin. From yani from below it, the bottom of the chin. وَأَرَضًا إِلَى فُرُوعِ الْأُذْنَيْنِ, and going across yani to the edges or the beginning of the ears. هَذَا الْوَجْهُ, this is what is considered the wedge. فَيَغْسِلُهُ جَمِيعًا, so he has to wash the whole face, yani from the hairline to the bottom of the chin, from one ear to the other. ثُمَّ يَغْسِلْ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى الْمَرْفَقَيْنِ, then he washes his two hands. What hands do we mean here? Up to the elbows. وَمَعْنَا إِلَى, in this ayat, إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ, yani in the ayat or in the statement, the meaning of إِلَى, it is مَعَى, yani washing the hands along with, yani مَعَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ, along with the elbows, washing the elbows also. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فِعْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى يَشْرَعَ فِي الْعَضَضِ. يعني يغسل مرفقين مع ذراعي. يعني this is مرافقه. نعم. مع يغسل مرافقه مع الذراع. يدل على ذلك فعله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني his action, the action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, points to this. يعني for indeed he used to wash his hands up until he reached يشرع, حتى يشرع fil abad, until he began to wash the adad. The adad means the forearm. The upper arm. Upper arm. Yani after the elbow going to the shoulder, this is the adad. Yani the upper arm. The upper part of the arm. He used to wash his hands. Yani hatta yashra'a fil adad, until he actually began to wash the upper arm. Yani meaning he covered the whole of the elbow until he touched the upper arm, the beginning of the upper arm. يعني يغسل مرافقه, meaning that he would wash his elbows. مع ذراعي, مع ذراعي, ذراعي means the forearm, meaning the forearm, the lower part of the arm. So he used to wash, يعني his elbows along with his forearm, the elbow up until he started into the upper arm. ثم يمسح رأسه مع أذنيه, then he would wipe his head along with his two ears. كما جاءت به السنة, as it has been come to us in the Sunnah, يعني the hadith that we mentioned in the reading, الأذنان من الرأس, the two ears are part of the head. وهذا فرد أيضا, and this is also فرد. What is also فرد? يعني the wiping of the ears along with the head. ثم يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين, then he should wash his two feet up until the ankles. يعني مع الكعبين, meaning along with the ankles, not just the feet up to the ankles, but along with the ankles, he must wash the ankles also. ويدل على هذا فعله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فإنه كان يغسل رجليه حتى يشرع في الساقين, في الساقين. And this is indicated by the action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, he used to wash his two feet until he actually began to reach up to the sakaini, yani the, what do they call this? The shin? Yeah, or what, it has other names too, but I mean this part that's above the ankle up to the knee, right? This part, he used to actually wash the feet, including the ankles, up until he started washing the shin. Yani that which is above the ankles, to make sure what? That he washed the whole of the ankles. ويدل على هذا فعله. نعم. كما رواه, this, his washing of the feet, including the ankles up to the shin, is narrated by Muslim in his Sahih من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. وهذا هو الوضوء المفترض. This is the obligatory wudu. That is غسل, غسل with فتح, غسل الوجه مع المضمضة والاستنشاق مرة مرة. يعني washing the face along with rinsing the mouth and the nose one time. غسل اليدين مع المرفقين مرة, washing the hands up to and including along with the elbows one time. مسح الرأس مع الأذنين مرة, wiping the head along with the ears one time. غسل الرجلين مع الكعبين, washing the two feet along with the ankles مرة one time. هذا المفترض, this is what has been made obligatory upon us, يعني فرض. فإن قرره مرتين, but if he repeats it twice, those washing those parts, فهو أفضل وسنة, then this is better and this is sunnah to do it more than once. وإن قرره ثلاثا, and if he repeated it three times, فهو أكمل وأكمل, then this is more perfect and more perfect. كما بينه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في عمله وفعله عليه الصلاة والسلام, as it has been made clear by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his actions and his deeds عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then the Shaykh says, coming near the end, ويتمضمض ويستنشق, and he washes his mouth and his nose مرة واحدة, وهذا فرض. يعني washing the mouth and the nose one time, this is obligatory. وَإِنْ قَرَّرَ الْمَضْمَضَةَ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ فَهَذَا أَكْمَلُ وَأَفْضَلُ. But if he repeats the rinsing of the mouth and the cleaning of the nose three times, then this is أَكْمَلُ, more perfect, وَأَفْضَلُ, and even better. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يَقُولُ, and then after all of that, he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I bear witness that nothing deserves his worship except Allah alone, and that he has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his servant, his worshipper, and his messenger. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين O Allah, make me of those who are frequent in repenting, and make me of those who are frequent in purification, purifying myself. هَكَذَا جَاءَ فِي حَدِيثَ الصَّحِيحِ وَهَذَا سُنَّةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرَاغِ. This is the way it came in the authentic hadith, yani this supplication. And this is sunnah, after you have finished, yani finished from the ablution. يَقُولُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what you should say when you have completed the ablution. رواه مسلم في صحيحه, in his book of authentic hadith from Umar رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. This is the hadith, yani that mentions this hadith, Sahih Muslim from Umar, that he said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ, there's no worshipper, يَتَوَضَّعُ فَيُصْبِغُ الْوُضُوء, and then he performs ablution and he does it well. أو قال فَيُبْلِغُ الْوُضُوء, or he يعني does it completely, thoroughly. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ, and then after he makes this ablution well, then he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ رَسُولُهُ. إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةُ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ. There's no worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who performs the ablution and does it well, and then he makes this supplication at the end of it, except that the 8 doors of paradise will be opened for him, and he will enter from any one of them that he wills. وَهَذَا فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ. وَهَذَا فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a tremendous يعني virtue. هَذَا فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ. A tremendous virtue. فِي هَذِهِ الشَّهَادَةِ. Concerning this testimony of لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. بعد الوضوء. After you have completed the ablution. وَيَسْتَحِبُّ أَنْ يَزِيدُ. And it is commendable to increase upon what came in the hadith of Sahih Muslim. To increase upon that, add to it. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. O Allah, make me of those who repent to you frequently, and make me of those who purify يعني frequently. لِمَا رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ عَنِ الْمُغِيرَةِ بِهَذِهِ الزِّيَادَةِ. And this is based upon what is narrated by الْتِرْمِذِي, may Allah have mercy upon him, with a chain of narrators, narration that is authentic on the authority of Mughira يعني رضي الله عنه, with this يعني extra wording. وَبِهَذَا يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْتَرِدُ مِنْ الوضوء والسنة. And from this you came to know what is obligatory in the ablution, what is sunnah. فالتسمية, the saying of Bismillah, في أول الوضوء سنة, and in the beginning of الوضوء saying Bismillah is sunnah. تكرار المضمضة والاستنشق والاستنشاق يعني مرتين أو ثلاثة سنة, يعني repeating the washing of the mouth and the rinsing of the nose 2 times or 3 times, repeating it is sunnah. غسل الوجه أكثر من مرة سنة. Washing the face more than once is sunnah. وغسل اليدين مع المرفقين مرة, يعني washing the 2 hands up to and including the elbows 1 time, هذا فرض. This is obligatory. تكرار ذلك مرتين أو ثلاثة سنة, and repeating it 2 or 3 times is sunnah. ومسح الرأس مع الأذنين فرض. Wiping the head with the 2 ears is فرض. ولا يشرع التكرار, and is not legislated to repeat washing the head, and there's difference of opinion about this point. غسل الرجلين مع الكعبين, washing the 2 feet along with the ankles مرتين is فرض, يعني washing each of them 1 time, يعني each of the 2 feet مرتين 1 time the right and 1 time the left is فرض. تكرار ذلك مرتين أو ثلاثة, and repeating it 2 or 3 times is سنة. الشهادة بعد الوضوء والدعاء سنة الذي يعني تقدم ذكره. نعم. And the shahada يعني after the wudu, this supplication and the dua is sunnah as it has been mentioned. نعم. We're going to stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.